This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, kicking off the second hour, it's Mark with you.
And Chris.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, this live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. And we've been talking about Ammon Bundy and the standoff that went on in Oregon last year. Interestingly, during the standoff, I called the FBI's behavior unprofessional. That last night when... there was, you know, like they were streaming what was going on. The
right.
FBI had these last handful of people sort of holed up in this one area. I heard and saw the Federal Bureau of Investigations, what appeared to be teasing these people with the intent of getting them to walk outside with a gun in their hands so they could shoot them in the head.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is not the behavior that I expect from law enforcement, you know, the highest law enforcement organization in America. These are the elite, the creme de la creme of law enforcement, and they were trying to gun these people down. And that really irked me. And I was happy to come on the air and give my opinion, as I do. I'm a commentator. I comment on the things that I've seen. I stayed up all night watching this stuff. Not all night, but I mean,
yeah,
a good portion of the evening and then into the morning watching this. And I was shocked. I was shocked by what I saw, the behavior of these law enforcement officials.
I was shocked by the fact that they released video that showed a man getting killed. So we oftentimes, you know, the police are involved in shootouts with bank robbers, or the police are involved with, you know, a shootout in all sorts of situations you can imagine that they may be involved, and you can bet that they have some sort of surveillance on that, or they have body cams and things like that, and they just usually don't release that minutes after it happened, or hours, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That to me was nothing more than sending a message which said, if you dare defy us, then this is going to be what's going to happen to you. This is it.
Your comments, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jack. I don't know where you're calling in from, Jack. What's on your mind?
Actually, my semi in Arizona right now.
Ah, excellent.
I'm from Michigan, though.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys are talking about federal ownership of land. Do you own a house and a lot?
Well, I don't think anybody owns it. The government ultimately claims it, and that's why you have to pay to live there. But, you know, I've got a place to live.
Have you ever read the title on your property? It says
I,
you own it by the behest of the government of the United States of America.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that that's true.
Yeah, nobody owns property in this country. The government owns it all.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's absolutely true. Ultimately, we're just paying to live there, you know? That's what property taxes are all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Take care.
You know, I mean, it's a simple statement. It's really surprising to people, though. I mean, we spend all of our lives answering questionnaires where it's like, do you own or rent? Well,
I own it.
I live there. I pay them regularly to live there. Best I can tell, the town owns it, but, you know, maybe it's the United States, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I can... there are factors of ownership that do not reflect reality. If you owned a piece of property, you would not have to pay anyone to live upon it.
And to me, that is one of the clearest examples of how we have lost our freedoms, if we ever had them.
I'm pretty sure property taxes have been with us the whole time.
They
are evolved from quit rents, which were paid to nobles. Many times they were paid in the form of wheat or whatever was grown on the land, so the nobles would receive a portion, usually the crappiest portion, what was grown, so everybody was basically a sharecropper. But now in modern society, where everybody gets to choose different jobs, you know, you just have to pay a certain amount to live in your property. In some places, that's as little as a few bucks, a few hundred maybe. In some places, it's as many as tens of thousands per year. Just depends where and depends on what they want to,
And how they have, and one of the things that kind of cracked me up when we moved to New Hampshire, I'd never heard of a view tax. And maybe other areas have this, but if your view from your, picture window in your house happens to gaze upon a gorgeous mountain range or something like that, well, the government's going to raise your taxes because of that.
I've always kind of understood the view tax, because the view tax is just terminology. It's not like they actually call it the view tax.
It's
a piece of property is valued based upon lots of factors, and some of those factors are a view. I'm unsurprised about the view tax because, some property has better views than others, and that makes it more valuable.
Yeah, I kind of get that, but still. I mean, I know. Really?
It's a little much, there's no doubt. But it really comes down to these government schools. It's these solid gold Olympic-sized swimming pools and the laptops for all the kids and all this other crap that goes down.
Well, it does take $20,000 or so to educate a kid in kindergarten, right?
Apparently. Let's go to Will calling in from California. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I am a fan of you guys. Free
Thanks.
Talk. Like, we can talk, and we're free to talk. This is great. Nothing has ever been free in this country, first of all. And, once you are able to own property, you are paying a small percentage to what you are if you were renting. So, the lucky few that do get to own and have worked hard to have what they have, it's great, to own property and not pay taxes like, where you're not owning. So, and then the property tax is.
Well,
that,
I would
yeah,
point out
know,
that.
There has been.
Hold on.
And there has been a lot to have what we have today. And that's what the taxes are paying. Not only the roads, but all from history on, from this talk, from.
Well, you are paying. You're right. You're paying for that stuff because the United States federal government has carried a deficit since the Jackson administration.
It really is free. From the day you're born, really,
so
you're working.
Is this the argument that you didn't build it? Is that the argument, the Obama argument? Build that?
No.
You're saying that we get something for our taxes. Is that your argument?
Nothing is free.
Nothing's free, but there's an efficient way to price things. Hold on, Will.
You can't just sit in bed and think that things are going to happen for you.
Will, listen.
Yes.
It's true. Nothing's free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. But that doesn't mean that the government is a good organization to do pricing. In fact, it's the worst.
They have been corrupt.
It's not about corruption. It's about the inability to do pricing. When the Soviet Union took over Russia, they didn't know how to price things. There's the government selling everything, but they don't know what a jar of pickles is worth. The way they went about pricing things is they got the Sears catalog, and they started pricing things that way. Go ahead.
And because they're people just like us. They're no different. Only they think, they originally wanted to have a more fair system, but then it got into communism. It was originally socialism.
Socialism is ruled by the elite, and the elite are always
more fair. But when it came into communism,
fair's a story the government tells you to steal money from you.
they told people in communist Russia that this was the most fair system possible.
Giving away people's money, as a lot of our people, president, have done, is criminal. Seriously criminal, because we you know, are lucky enough to live in America, but however, we should not support all of the world, and it's hurting us.
Apparently.
But they have to support themselves.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Again, call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about what's ever on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
We're talking about the Ammon Bundy. Well, at this point, he's, I don't know, this isn't the trial that's actually started, but he's got a jury. Maybe the trial has started.
I think it has started. And
that's quick.
Instead of him really working on defending himself, he is using it more as a stump to get out the message of why they were doing what they're doing.
Well, good for him. That's what he should be doing. Let me tell you about Anarchapulco. Where do you want to be in late February? How about Acapulco with Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Milo, this guy's name, Yiannopoulos?
I've seen the name. And
yeah.
For you having to read that, yeah. Not me.
Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Luke Rutkowski, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Rosalind Ross, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Tone Vase, Lauren Rumpler. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held annually in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. They bring together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. You don't want to miss it. It's February 25th through the 28th at Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. Anarchapulco.com for early bird tickets. Anarchapulco.com. And I went to this event. It is world class. It's great. You will not be disappointed. Obviously, tickets out of the country are not particularly cheap, but it is a great event. There's nothing like it. Anarchapulco.com.
And it's pretty easy to hop the border going that direction, right?
Yeah, they don't give you any trouble at all.
I was going to say, piece of cake.
I was in Mexico City. I took a bus from Mexico City to Acapulco. It left in the middle of the night, like 2 a.m. or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking around the bus station in Mexico City, pulling a little pull-behind bag there.
Right.
Just being me, and I never had a moment of trouble.
Nice.
Yeah. And I was walking around at a flea market that was open for whatever reason in the middle of the night. And, you don't see that in the United States. And no trouble at all. No trouble. Sarah, calling in from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sarah, what's on your mind?
Well, it was announced that President Obama wants to make efforts to reduce pedestrian fatalities.
Okay.
Well, because the auto-related pedestrian fatalities went up by 10% last year.
Was that national?
So, yeah, I think that is a national stat.
All right.
So, what does that mean, like, by 10%? We have to know what was, like, how many people were killed, like, per year, and then you get a 10% of that and you add that, but it did go up.
Okay.
And so, my thing is that, President Obama has at least done one more thing for me. I mean, personally, that he even gave up, that it wasn't, that it's a big issue for me. Every other, called in about traffic fatalities.
You seem terrified of cars.
I am terrified of cars. Only like 4,008 people got killed last year by auto-related accidents,
Well, in New Mexico, most of the pedestrians were apparently the reason for a large amount of pedestrians being killed in New Mexico is because the pedestrians are drunk.
Yeah, they love to drink here. Drink and drive, just drink being drunk. And we got like another thing is that our brewery,
brewery, like beer and spirit.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like a booming industry, so that adds more to the alcohol problem. So it's amazing. But,
so what should we ban, cars or beer?
Well, I think the part of the solution is I was saying that there's going to be one of the strategies that I think maybe Obama's thinking about is having computers in all the cars. So that's like it's a federal law that all the manufactured cars will have these computers that communicate with with each other. And also cameras and sensors.
I think we're a ways off from that sort of occurring. I mean, we're just now seeing autopilots coming into vehicles. But here's a question I have for you, Sarah. I mean, you care about poor people and their opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All these, what they call these are Capri standards, I believe is what they refer to when they're talking about cars. These increased Capri standards cost more money, right? Like, you can't put a computer in a car that's going to talk to another computer for free. Those just because the federal government waves its, you know, regulatory wand doesn't mean these things don't cost money. So what it does is it drives up the cost of new cars, and those are safer cars, one would presume.
Mm-hmm.
That means that poor people have less of an opportunity to have safety measures, and that they're only reserved for the rich. So, I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, the chief executive of the United States government has said poor people cannot be as safe as rich people.
That's not what I'm talking about. Is that what it is?
No,
is that,
that's the reality of what you're talking about, though, right? When the federal government hands down a mandate on how we're going to deal with pedestrians, and they make cars reach a certain standard, it costs more money.
And Sarah, there's one other aspect. Go ahead, please.
What I'm saying is that all of the cars right now all have seatbelts, okay? And then all of them have, like, airbags. So all of the cars that will be manufactured, all of them from the low end to the high end, will have a built-in breathalyzer, alcohol breathalyzer, built into the car. And
when is this
going to
happen? Is this a claim, or is this something you'd like to see?
I'm seeing one story out of Canada that refers to a 30-year plan by the Obama administration to end pedestrian deaths by car.
It sounds to me like a talking point. America, I want to end pedestrian fatalities. I mean, it's just platitudes.
But to take it one step further, Sarah.
If Donald Trump said he wanted to end pedestrian fatalities, would that get you to vote for him?
The thing is, Obama's going to be out of office.
No, it's just a talking point.
The fact is that, you know, I just appreciate him that I got that free phone.
you do like,
you like your Obama phone? Is that the one you call
Obama
the show
phone?
On?
Pardon me?
Is that the one you call the show on?
Yeah, I got the 250 minutes. The deal is that Reagan was the one that made the law, but see, Obama is the
care.
One that forced
I don't care which one of these disreputable thieves made the law so that Americans have to pay for the phone that you use to call Free Talk Live to propagandize for Democratic programs. Thanks for the call.
I wonder if Sarah would mind if we, and when she calls in, we could announce that this is Sarah coming to you courtesy of Obama phone.
Right.
Just like, we'll give it a little plug there. My other thing that I wanted to ask her was, like the minimum wage does a couple things. One thing it does is it outlaws jobs that don't pay a certain amount, which means that certain cars that people may be driving may suddenly be illegal.
How so?
Because they don't have all the required equipment on them that would meet this alleged mandate of computers that talk to each other.
It's another clunker. We got to get rid of it.
Yes.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. The number. If you want to talk about the Ammon Bundy trial, which has just started, or any of the other topics we've touched on tonight, or anything else, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. This is it, your opportunity. You're constantly wanting to tell the world something. What is that thing? Here's your opportunity, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. One of the things I'd like to tell you is I have a really great pillow. It's called My Pillow, and you can try one just like mine, risk-free for 60 days. It's designed to fit the shape of your head and hold your neck in the proper position. So, it keeps you nice and parallel to your bed rather than your head being cranked down, up, or down, or whatever. I've been using it for the past several months. It's the best pillow I've ever had. Now, I've always been, or at least for the last many years, been concerned with how my head sets in the pillow and knowing that it gives me headaches if it's in the wrong position and neck pain and all that other stuff. But one thing that I was never able to really solve is how do you clean a pillow? Right? You get a latex pillow like I had before this. You can't really toss it in the wash. You have a down pillow. How are you going to wash all those chicken feathers? You can't. My Pillow, you toss it in the wash, you toss it in the dryer, and problem solved. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get your My Pillow at half price or a second pillow free of charge. Remember, if you don't like it, in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. MyPillow.com/FTL. It truly is the best pillow I have ever owned.
It's one of those interesting things because before they began sponsoring the show. Colleen and I have been using these for a couple of years. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And we've raved about it to our friends because it just does make a difference.
They called us and wanted to do a partnership and sent us pillows ahead of time. And I'm like, this really is a good pillow. And now what do I do? Okay. So
anyway. The other big thing, I'll just say one word, snoring. It does help with that.
Does it?
Yes.
Huh. I wouldn't have guessed.
We both attest to that. Not saying that Colleen snores, but...
Yeah, she says you do.
Yes, of course she does.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hung Like Jesus, calling in on Skype. Hung, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mark and Chris. You were talking about view tax, and people say it's a myth, and it may be. It may not be officially written, but I've worked some property in Colorado, right outside of Colorado Springs, which I've since sold. But... the lot I bought was an acre and a half, and the lot that was next to me, a little further down the road, was on the end of a ridge where you could see the opening into the horizon, almost to the horizon.
Right.
And because you could see Pike's Peak, just a little bit of Pike's Peak, mm-hmm. it was twice as much as my lot was.
Ooh. Oh, it's an expensive view.
I see that tiny bit of Pike's Peak. Over there.
Little V up on top of there. Yeah, I see
you can barely see it through the street. You can see it in the fall, not in summer when the foliage is full, but in the winter. And
when the leaves fell off, then you could
see it. Yeah. And it charged almost twice as much.
My view gets better when the leaves fall off, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone's does. But, since the wildfires in that area have been creeping further and further down south, that's why I sold the land, because the wildfires are coming real close. That land now, they're practically giving it away. And if anybody wants to buy some land for cheap outside of Colorado Springs, I would go and get some land, even though you got to worry about the wildfires. But yeah.
What kind of industries in Colorado Springs besides the Air Force Academy? I know the Air Force has a huge presence there, but other than that, I wouldn't know anything.
Weed and beer?
Yeah.
Well, the Army's there as well. I think it's Fort Carson is there.
Okay.
When you have the end of the town.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Actually, I think it's mostly tourism and maybe the military. I'm not sure. But I was gonna retire independently wealthy and move out there. That's my plan anyway. Or was my plan.
Nice.
I love the plan.
It didn't work out that way. But yeah, that's all I had.
All right. Thanks for the call, hon.
You do what I'm doing. Yeah. I gave up on the first $10 million. I'm working on the second $10 million.
You're right.
Much easier that way.
You're right. Well, I failed to earn that first $10 million, so I'll just go ahead and earn the second.
It's a work in progress.
I wonder, earning money? I don't know if you earn $10 million. I think there's something else you do to get $10 million that might not be earning to get it. Do you have any more on this Ammon Bundy thing, or shall I?
No, we can go a little bit further, because really the only thing we've covered was, he talked a little bit about whether, how this thing sort of got organized, and it was very organic, to say the least. They met a group at a restaurant and said, hey, why don't we head back over there and just take it over? He said he wasn't armed on the refuge, but acknowledged telling others to carry guns. Otherwise, the occupation had no chance of success, he said. Without the guns, they would have come in on a paddy wagon and put us in zip ties, Bundy said, of authorities. We would never have been able to tell people who we were or why we were there. Bundy testified that interfering with federal workers was never a consideration. He wanted to generate media coverage of the treatment of Dwight and Stephen Hammond, father and son ranchers, convicted of setting fires to public land in his belief that the U.S. Constitution gives the federal government very limited right to own land within a state.
Now, when you say setting fire to federal lands, I grew up out in the brush in Florida,
right.
And ranchers burned the ground all of the time.
Yes, they did in Oregon, yes.
They had to burn back certain plants so that new growth would come and the cattle could eat it, because they can't eat, in the case of Florida, palmetto bushes.
Right.
And in the case of Oregon, probably sagebrush or something like that.
Tumbleweeds. And all kinds of
stuff. So they had to burn stuff back in order to get these things to happen.
And really it was about, at least in the West, where it is much more dry, it's about fire management. You want to make sure that you don't have overgrowth that's, you know, it gets up 3-4 feet and then you get one lightning strike and now it's 30,000 acres and it's houses and people's lives and cattle and everything else.
As a fireman, I find the idea of burning large tracts of land terrifying.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm trained to feel that way. I know that you will find much more damage to man-made stuff in areas where forests aren't managed.
Right.
Where wildlife, you know, lands aren't managed than where they are. So the burning of land can be important. Otherwise, you know, growth just gets piled up and the lightning strike comes and it just tears everything down.
It is. And I grew up in an area where, and we were semi-arid, which meant we got somewhere between, I think, 10 and 12 inches of moisture. That includes snow per year.
What?
So it wasn't desert,
God.
But it was semi-arid. It was that close, but we grew dry land wheat farming and things like that. And we had ranchers and things like that. But it's interesting because that's one of those few areas where, you know, the flamethrower, it's not really a flamethrower, but it looks like one. It sort of acts like one. That's a piece of farm equipment.
We call it a rosebud. Is this the thing that attaches to a propane tank?
Propane tank, right. Yeah. And
I use it.
And every couple farms, somebody's got a tanker truck, you know, which is basically a poor man's version of a fire truck. You know, it's got hoses hanging off of it. And those are used in conjunction because that stuff has to occur. And allegedly, you know, everything that I've read, that's what the Hammonds were doing in Oregon, that they were being somewhat responsible and maybe they didn't notify the, you know, didn't kiss the ring and ask the right powers to be whether they could do it. Or
well, the rules change, too.
Right.
And
right.
You may not know what the rules are at any given time. You know, the rules on what you can burn and when you can burn it have changed in my jurisdiction since I've lived there.
Right.
So, now basically you can only burn without a permit if there's snow on the ground.
Yeah. But I look at this and I say, okay, these are farmers burning lands for whatever reason they had. They probably had a good reason, but these guys are going to jail for years.
Was there a victim is what I want to know.
Good question.
855-450-3733. You should be responsible for your actions, even if it's a mistake. But if there's no victim, there's no crime. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
And Chris.
This live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live, we're talking about Ammon Bundy's trial, which has started. And apparently he has very little fear here. He's not afraid of these charges. He's using this as an opportunity to continue spreading the message that's important to him, which is that the Federal Bureau of Land Management should not be owning all the land that it does out west.
Right. And I admire those guys for that. They're not taking deals. They're not taking pleas. Now, some of the people that have been involved in, particularly in the Bundy Ranch thing, have taken pleas.
You can't blame anybody for taking a plea when facing federal charges.
Oh,
yeah. The federal government doesn't lose cases.
But
when you've been arrested, that's it. There might as well be no kangaroo court.
Exactly. But some of them have been trying to go back on those and to ask if they could reverse their plea deals, and a lot of it comes down to coercion and threats made against people that may have been there also but aren't being charged yet. So it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Healthcare is all messed up in the U.S. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. Doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA's messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't even know what the others are doing. Well, how about a medical information card that you give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, you'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Yes, this is ACA or Obamacare compliant, and it is frankly, it's great. I've used their service, and it is well worth it. This is so much better for you than, you know, health insurance. It's healthexcellenceselect.com. So, Eamon Bundy.
Well, he is, he's consistent in what he's doing. I'll give him that. I'm going to go back to the story here. Prosecutors contend that, Prosecutors contend the conspiracy began 2 months before the occupation when Bundy met an Oregon sheriff on November 5th to discuss the plight of the Hammonds. Bundy said that was not true. He testified that a police officer helped ease tensions during the 2014 standoff with federal agents at his father, Cliven Bundy's Nevada ranch. The federal agents tried to round up the elderly Bundy's cattle, but backed off as they faced a large armed group. A video played for jurors showed the police official appearing to broker the deal that allowed Cliven Bundy's cattle to go free. Eamon Bundy said that official protected his family, and he figured Harney County Sheriff Dave Ward in Oregon would do the same for the Hammonds. But he said the discussions with Ward got no results, and neither did his efforts to contact elected officials. Bundy also discussed how his religious faith played a role in his decision to help the ranchers. The judge, however, stopped him from reading scripture on the stand.
There'll be no scripture on the stand.
None of that. None of that nonsense.
Well, I mean, this speaks to motive. It seems like, I mean, it's boring to hear people read scripture.
Right.
And everybody interprets this stuff differently, but...
But if you're a deeply religious person and you're doing something based on your beliefs, shouldn't you be allowed to state what those beliefs are?
Right, especially if the jury may find that motivating, because the jury gets to decide whether or not this guy's guilty, even if the law says otherwise. That's a thousand-year right of juries.
Yes.
So if they find
back to the Magna Carta, absolutely.
If they find his motivation to be righteous, as then they can find him guilty, even if he did what the feds say. Remember,
not guilty. Yep.
There's no victim here.
Right.
None that I can find.
No, absolutely not. After the jury left for its lunch break, Bundy co-defendant Neil Wampler stood to applaud, saying, "We all love you, Eamon. Thank you so much for what you're doing." Bundy will take the stand again next Thursday. So that's kind of where things are at. And
is that Thursday tomorrow?
Thursday tomorrow, yes.
Well, or no, Thursday today.
Thursday is today.
Yeah, let me take a look.
So we may have,
Is this story,
a day or so old?
No, it's dated today. Must be next week.
Huh.
The story's dated today, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I hadn't checked that ahead of time, that last line there.
You'd think I would because I brought it in.
Well,
yeah, it is 12 hours ago. Yeah.
I'm very interested in how this goes. I don't have much faith that it'll go well. Federal cases, well, for one, they almost never get to trial.
Right.
They scare the heck out of people before that, and the feds don't usually lose. Their judges, from what I can see, make sure that they, everything goes their way.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to do here. They're trying to get this guy, he can't read scripture, which was motivating to him when he committed the crime. This is a confession on the stand, and the judge won't allow it. That shows you how messed up this is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I think of this compared to Pete Santilli. You familiar with Pete Santilli?
I recognize the name.
He's an independent journalist. He's been doing YouTube shows for years. He's pretty professional in what he does, but he was on the ground at Bundy Ranch, and he ended up being on the ground out here. So a lot of
Oregon.
The non-mainstream media coverage that you got, he may have been involved in.
I was watching that stuff.
But they charged him, like everybody else, for the Oregon event. They charged him as a conspirator and up and down. I think it's 14 charges or something like that that they charged everybody
for getting information
with
out to the public.
Yeah. But they dropped charges against Pete. They dropped all charges against him for Oregon. Now, they still remain for the Nevada stuff. But I think that kind of goes to what you're talking about. If the government doesn't feel that they have a case they're absolutely going to win, because there were a couple First Amendment issues, needless to say, with an independent journalist and the fact that he wasn't there doing what they said everybody else was doing. They didn't have a good case, but you're right. They just wiped it off. Okay, you're gone. We'll try everybody else.
Yeah, and I want to know this, is if Free Talk Live had gone there to the Oregon standoff.
Right.
If we had gone there with our recording equipment and broadcast equipment and all that stuff, and we had gone on to this federal land, been welcomed by these people.
So you interviewed the people?
Interviewed them.
Yep.
Would we have been arrested? Would we have been doing anything illegal? I mean, if you believe so, the number is 855-450-3733. But it seems to me that the First Amendment says the freedom of the press means that the press can go and investigate stuff like this.
But if we were to portray them in a positive light, standing up to these government guys who are putting people in jail for burning some land that nobody goes on except for cattle.
I'm not entirely clear. I'm on Ammon Bundy's side on this. I mean,
I'm just saying.
I'm sympathetic.
I think that would weigh into it, whether you were portraying them sympathetically or whether you were choosing the government side.
Yeah.
I think, sadly, that would decide how that would come out.
I would just interview people, and I'd be happy to interview any FBI agents that happen to be lurking about there. They can get an interview. We can talk about this,
sure,
if that's what they want to do. Not a problem. I'm interested in both sides of this subject, but, you know, the FBI agents are going to be automatons. They're going to be very controlled in what they're willing to talk about. They're going to say, well, the law says that we must do this. Well, I mean, you know, we were just talking here about how much land the federal government owns in western states. And that's really sort of an important issue here, because ranchers, most places, Florida, which what I'm familiar with, they own their own land. But ranchers in these western states, they put their cattle out on federal land.
Yeah, they'll own as much land as they possibly can, but then they're going to run up against that boundary where you can't buy this land, you can't do anything with it, you can't have any possession of it.
But you can rent it.
But we'll lease it to you. We'll lease you some rights.
And they just shouldn't be owning that land, for the best I can tell.
I agree.
I don't see why the federal government should be owning farmland. If you're trying to protect it, then the cows shouldn't be on it in the first place.
Talk about a destructive animal. Absolutely.
855-450-3733. If you've got other thoughts, I'm willing to hear them. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
Free Talk Live. For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.